This is Hannan University. Welcome, 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 welcome to the University English Podcast. Welcome to the University English Podcast on Finance.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to episode 7 of the University English Podcast on Finance. I'm Lin Wang from the Faculty of Economics at Hannan University in Japan, and I'm talking to my colleague, Martin Parsons, our English professor here. Hi, Martin, it's good to see you again.
Hi, Lin, it's nice to be talking to you again.
Now, today, we're going to continue talking about returns.
Now, we've talked about interest and dividends. So what's next?
Do you remember about those two things?
Interest and dividends? Interest is money we can get from savings in banks or investing in bonds issued by governments or companies.
Good.
And dividends are what we get when we bet on the winning horse in a horse race.
No!
Nah, just kidding. Dividends are returns we may get from holding stocks or shares in companies. The shares mean we partly own the company, and if the company does well, we'll probably get a good dividend.
Exactly. And today, I'd like to discuss capital gains.
Ooh, that sounds difficult.
Not really. It simply means that something you have invested in, like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or a house, and so on, increases in value. So you can sell the investment at a price higher than the purchase price.
Which means that when you sell, you get more money than what you paid for it when you bought it, right?
Yes, that's it.
So if you buy your house for, say, $100,000 and then later sell it for $125,000, you make a capital gain of $25,000?
Right.
But what if the price of the house goes down?
Then you have a capital loss.
And is it the same for stocks and shares?
Yes. For example, say that you bought a stock certificate for $1,000, and after 2 years of holding the stock, you sell it for $1,500. Your capital gains are $500.
That's a nice return. But why would the price go up?
Well, perhaps the company is doing very well, and more people want to buy shares in it. Or perhaps the company has invented a wonderful new product.
And people think that the new product will make a lot of money for the company.
Exactly. By the way, if the company pays an annual dividend of $50, your total gain from this investment would be $600.
Sorry, why?
Well, you bought the stock for $1,000, right?
Yeah.
And you kept the stock for 2 years.
Yep.
And each year, the company paid a dividend of $50. So you get $100 over those 2 years.
Oh, I see. Now I get it. And you sell the stock for $1,500, which is a $500 capital gain, plus $100 in dividends, making a total profit of $600.
Yes, that's it.
Wow.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to buy some stocks.
Now?
Yes, right now.
In which companies?
Well, I don't know any company. I mean, if you're going to get returns like that...
Stop!
Why? I want some returns.
Martin, it's not that easy. Not all companies are good to invest in.
Why?
Well, some companies make a profit and some don't.
Whoa, wait a minute. How do I know which ones to choose? I mean, how do I know which companies will give me a good return?
There are many factors influencing returns.
Like what?
We are going to talk about that in next episode.
Oh, I want some returns now.
Take your time and learn about this properly. It will be worth it. Goodbye, finance lovers.
Yes, see you, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the University English Podcast.